Trend number 6. Technophobes and famine fanatics. As the economy becomes more and more global, a storm in China or a growing middle class in India or unrest somewhere on the globe can affect food pricing as much as a drought in the Midwest. And because many of the factors affecting price can be controlled through innovation and technology, the trend of rising prices can be mitigated. The further development of these technologies will be driven by a doubling of the global demand for food by 2050 as a result of population growth and increased standards of living. Some view this statistic as a warning of looming food shortages in the future. However, innovators, whether companies or individuals, realize that it represents opportunities for creating wealth by developing economical new solutions that will help satisfy this doubled demand. This has, of course, been happening already. For 40 years, scientists have been making genetic improvements to plants through modern techniques and processes called recombinant DNA, or genetic modification. This science enables molecular biologists to move genetic material and the associated traits very precisely from one species to another. The plant varieties that have been developed through these efforts have already revolutionized agriculture. Farmers have increased their profits, and food availability and security have been elevated worldwide. In recent years, genetic engineers have greatly expanded and improved techniques that offer even greater versatility and precision in genetic modification. Compelling evidence for the success of genetic modification was revealed this past summer in the midst of a record drought, one that was the worst in a century. Although the corn yield dropped from prior years, that same result just 20 years ago would have been a record yield. The corn varieties of that day were not nearly as productive and drought-tolerant. Even traditional crop management techniques are improving and offering solutions for greater food production. One example is a recent study reported in the journal Nature. Conducted by a team of researchers from the University of Minnesota and McGill University in Montreal, the study examined underperforming farmlands to determine how much water and nutrients it would take for them to produce their full production potential. The study also sought to determine if less fertilizer could be used without substantially decreasing crop yield. 17 major crops and their yield data were included in the study. The conclusion is that through improved management, substantial gains are possible and the yield gap on underperforming lands can begin to be closed. The bottom line, a combination of genetically modified crops that grow well on marginal lands, automation of farming, and improved crop management techniques through advanced technology are maximizing the use of labor and increasing the productivity of agriculture. Even in the face of rapidly rising demand, these factors are keeping the threat of food shortages and famine at bay. Based on this trend, we offer the following forecasts. First, to stay ahead of rising food prices, countries will adopt energy policies that rapidly bring online the lowest cost energy sources such as natural gas, clean coal, and next generation nuclear power. Conventional food production requires significant amounts of energy, particularly natural gas. Therefore, food prices are directly affected by the cost of energy. There can be no greater argument for the pursuit of cheap energy than the fact that it greatly influences the cost and availability of such a fundamental worldwide necessity. Second, as the greatest food exporters, the United States and Canada will benefit the most from maximizing crop yields, as well as embracing maximum automation and cheap energy. Many countries already rely on the North American bounty for economical sources of food. As the world population grows, this reliance on food imports will also grow, especially in countries without sufficient means for food production. For the U.S. and Canada, this will create large and growing trade surpluses. Third, the optimistic picture we've painted of easily satisfying forecast food demand could be undermined by several emerging consumer and regulatory trends. One threat is the technophobia currently seen in Europe. Over the past 20 years, the European Union has rejected a worldwide scientific consensus on recombinant DNA technology and enacted nonsensical laws and regulations to restrict its use. The focus has not been on any risk-related characteristics of new plant varieties, but rather the process of recombinant DNA technology itself. As a result, the EU even trails countries such as Uruguay, Pakistan, and the Philippines in the adoption of recombinant DNA-modified crops. A second trend that could undermine efforts to increase agricultural productivity is a growing obsession with so-called organic foods. The growth of this industry is based on the belief that conventional farming, with its chemicals and fertilizers, poisons the soil and contaminates the things we eat. It is also argued that organic foods have greater nutritional benefits. However, a recent Stanford University study determined that none of this is true. Although food produced by conventional farming does have higher levels of pesticides, they are thousands of times lower than harmful levels. Ironically, organic food is potentially more dangerous because of the high levels of E. coli, which can kill people. The study also revealed that there is no difference in nutritional value between crops grown organically and those grown conventionally. Many people also advocate organic foods for environmental reasons, but here again, the argument falls flat. Studies have shown that organic methods of farming yield from 20 to 50% less food per acre than conventional farming. This means as much as twice the amount of farmland would be needed to meet our food demand if conventional farming were abandoned for organic. This would cause a significant environmental impact on areas now left to nature. But the greatest impact of a move to organic farming would be a profound drop in productivity at a time when increases will be needed to feed a growing world population. A third trend that would decrease productivity is locavorism, the choice to eat only or mostly locally produced food. Although this practice might make people feel as though they are somehow benefiting themselves and the planet, when taken to an extreme, just the opposite is true. Large-scale food production uses much less land and energy than less efficient small local operations. Our current large-scale food industry, with its established distribution channels, is able to move food from regions blessed with good harvests to those with lesser harvests. This ability has ended the threat of regional food shortages in developed economies. Rather than being a step forward, locavorism would be a move back towards subsistence farming, erasing decades of productivity gains in food production.
Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the ways in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when we will focus on more of the trends that are now emerging to shape your future.